Thank you. The recordings are started. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Miguel. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the GNSA Review Working Party call on the 16th of May 2014. On the call today, we have Jennifer Wolf and Stefan van Gelder. We have a tentative apology from Osvaldo Navarro. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Glenda Saint-Géry, Larissa Gernick, Matt Astiani, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jen.
Thanks. This is Jen Wolf. We'll go ahead and get started with our agenda. We don't have very many participants as of yet, but in the interest of time, we'll go ahead and start moving through the agenda. And I think part of what we might want to discuss is if this is the right meeting time or if we just haven't allowed enough time for more people to volunteer. Our first item on the agenda is the membership update. And so, Stefan, I guess I would just ask, you know, again, now that we're on the record, you know, any thoughts on what we might need to do to get more participation in moving this forward? I know we have a number of council members who are not currently on the call. We've also had, just to raise the issue, the Brand Registry Group has requested membership, and because the council determined in the last meeting that it should be just for existing GNSO membership, they were declined membership in this working party. But if we're struggling to get volunteers, I just wonder if we should perhaps open it up to them to have some others participating. Stefan, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, thanks, Jen. This is Stefan van Gelder. So I think there's a couple of issues, some of which we were discussing before the call, but we can repeat now that we're on the record. First of all, the information on the group itself is probably not disseminated through the community quite yet. The business constituency, for example, was made aware, I believe, last week, and that's when I asked to join. So I didn't actually know that the group was already up and running. So we probably may want to put out another short information point on the fact that the group's up and running and maybe the way it's organized, which I still don't know. I mean, who's leading it and what's the format of the group might help. And we probably also want to review membership at this time and just see, you know, if we feel we have a wide representation from the community. And the last point is probably that this was mentioned in earlier discussion as well, and I believe that the current GNSO chair, Jonathan Robinson, has put out a call to the SO and AC chairs, letting them know that the group exists. So just maybe a gentle reminder that they might want to have someone observe or be involved in the proceedings. Thanks.
Great, thank you. And I see Avery and Volker just joined. We were just discussing our membership, and you can see the list on the Adobe Connect of the current working party members, but that we only have a few of us on the call, and that was the same during the last call. So I don't know if either of you have any comments to add to anything else we might do to recruit members to actively participate. If not, we can go ahead and move on to talk about the scope of work. Oh, yes, Avery, thanks.
Hi, yeah, I just had one comment to make, and for me, it's sort of unfortunate that this blew up, in a sense, the way it did. When we last talked about it at our meeting, we were kind of there has to be at least one from every stakeholder group at these meetings. Mm-hmm. And then that spread to at least one from every constituency. And now we're up to twos and threes, and yes, we should do some reach out, but it's growing by leaps and bounds, and that's okay. I mean, that die has already been cast, but, you know, this isn't going to be a lean group anymore. This is going to be another one of those sort of unwieldy, now we get to talk about a charter for months and so on and so forth, I worry. That, you know, as opposed to making sure that we had at least a representative from each of the stakeholder groups, which had been the point we started from. So I just wanted to sort of log that disappointment. Thanks.
Hey, Avery, thank you for the comment. And I understand in terms of the the invitation that's been extended, but at the same time, there's only a couple of us on the phone. So, you know, from a practical standpoint, it may or may not become a large issue. Stefan, yes.
Yeah, Stefan, again. Interesting point there, Avery. Obviously, I wasn't privy to the discussions that went on at council level, so I didn't realize that the initial intent was to have a very limited group. I was going to say what Jen said, that even though the call's gone out more widely, it certainly hasn't been answered more widely, or at least it doesn't seem to have been, judging by today's call. And I also note, as an additional point, in the list that we've got on the Adobe Connect, that some of the, at least the registrars, don't seem to have put up a volunteer yet, although Volker being on the call, I suppose, that would tend to indicate that there is a registrar present. We don't have any SOAC observers. I don't know if that was the intent initially or not, to open up the group to those kind of observers, but I would certainly think that we'd want to have those observers if we can. I fully appreciate the limited group size sentiment. It's always been a problem with these kinds of groups in ICANN, but I also think we need to be properly representative of the community. Thanks.
Thanks, Stefan. And Marika, I see your hand is up, but I'll just add one other point. Aubrey, you talked about forming a charter. I mean, this isn't a formal, you know, PDP process. This is a pretty short-lived process where we're on an aggressive timetable between now and the London meeting to provide the feedback for the 360 assessment, which we'll talk about in the call today here in a moment. But this is really going to move forward pretty quickly, which is why if we don't have people showing up for the calls, we're not getting the input that we're going to need. Marika, go ahead.
This is Marika. This is just to confirm that an invitation has also gone out to the SO and AC leaders from Jonathan to know that, you know, they have the ability to appoint an observer to this process. And also to know that in the call for volunteers, of course, we made very clear that a certain time commitment is required to participate in this group. As Jen noted, you know, quite some work is expected to be undertaken in a relatively short time. So I think that may also already put a natural brake on the number of members we may get, and we may need to accept that it may be a small group of people that are actually able to dedicate the time to that. So
sure.
I think it's as well very important for this group to think about how to communicate and you know, reach out to others that may not be able to dedicate that time but still are able to provide input, you know, either through comments or discussions, for example, on the council or within stakeholder groups and constituencies that may still feed that into the discussions of this working party.
Great. Thanks, Marika. Aubrey, I see your hands up again.
Yeah, just a quick thing. I wasn't suggesting that we needed a charter. It was just from the conversation that I joined the meeting in the middle of. I got that feeling of that landslide that happens once you have great masses of people. And then, yes, I know, we've only got a few on the call. And then you start sliding into all these other, oh, but then we need.
Sure.
And so I was really just worried. I very much agree that we need at least one from every stakeholder group. And it's good to have one, especially from, you know, the ACs that do advise and interact with GNSO a lot. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, let's go ahead and move on to looking at the responsibilities and the scope of work and the time frame that we're on, because it is a pretty short time frame. And then as we move on, we can always circle back to this issue in terms of getting other participation involved in the process. So as you can see on screen, you know, the responsibilities and the scope of work for this working party is to function as the liaison between the GNSO as a whole and the independent examiner who will be hired and the SIC. So that's our primary function. We will be, through the course of the next few weeks, providing input on the review criteria and the 360 assessment. And that's probably the biggest role that we have, is to really help frame that so that we feel the 360 assessment is accurately capturing the review points and the measurement criteria that we think are important as part of a self-assessment. We will serve as an additional conduit to provide input from any of the constituencies or stakeholder groups. We'll act as a sounding board throughout this process with the independent examiner, to answer questions or help ensure they have accurately reflected the GNSO structure, scope, and dynamics. We'll coordinate with the community to prepare the implementation plan once that's completed, and then provide support and communication and awareness. So obviously at this stage, we are at a point where our primary role is to be providing input on the 360 assessments. And one piece that we had talked about in our last meeting was that we will have the ability to provide input, but the SIC will ultimately make final decisions with the independent examiner about how the 360 is conducted and what criteria are used. And so we had discussed, to the extent we feel as though the 360 assessment is not exactly what we would like to see, we could conduct a supplemental self-review if we think that's important. So those are really our two primary goals between now and the London meeting, and then thereafter we'll move forward as the review continues into the implementation process. But I'll just pause right there. Any questions or comments from anybody about the scope of what we're trying to do between now and London, which is really just a few weeks away? Okay. Larissa, did you want to provide some feedback on how input is going to be requested and what that's going to look like for us so we can be prepared?
I'm sorry, Jen, this is Larissa. I was unmuting my line and I didn't hear the last part of it.
Sure, no problem, no problem. I know in our we had had some email exchanges. I had inquired about how, you know, was the SIC going to pose questions to us, or do we need to just start to frame what we'd like to see the 360? And you said you would be able to provide some more input on how that process will work for us so we can be prepared as we move into these next few meetings that we come to the meetings with whatever preparation is needed.
Sure, that would be great, and I can certainly provide an update. By next week's meeting, I expect to be able to have an illustration, if you will, a proposed set of criteria and a framework for how we're beginning to develop these criteria, and I can certainly explain the rationale behind it now to get feedback and input from this group, which would be most helpful. As a starting point, we're using the work that had been done over the course of the last several years, and actually I'll provide a link to this, which is posted on the community wiki, but it's the various criteria that had previously been bucketed into two categories, macro and micro, based on other work that had transpired. So that's our starting point, looking at that criteria that had already been proposed and refining it, updating it for what's relevant for this review, and essentially looking at big categories such as purpose, and that would be applied, all these criteria would be applied to the GNSO Council, to the working groups, as well as to the stakeholder groups and constituencies. That's the kind of the three-part organization for the review, as well as for the 360. So there is a category of purpose, a category of how work is executed and conducted, category for outcomes, you know, within the GNSO working group as well as the GNSO council and stakeholder groups, there is a component for charter, membership, participation, communication, outcomes, things like that. So it's specific criteria and questions that are developed within these groups. And the idea is to look at all these criteria and, of course, refine them, as well as determine based on the kind of criteria that it is whether that criteria would be best satisfied through a review of documentation, research, interviews and such, the kind of work that would be conducted by the independent examiner versus the kinds of information that would be useful to be included in a 360 assessment. And, of course, certain criteria fall in both categories. But that's how initially we are looking at these various criteria. And then for those that would be appropriate to include as a question on the 360 assessment. As you may recall, the 360 is intended to reach diversity of audiences, one being the GNSO community, also other SOs and ACs, certainly the larger community, the broader ICANN community, as well as the board and staff. So depending on which of those groups the questions would be directed to, some may be more relevant to certain groups than others, so there's a consideration as to whether to tailor the questions based on relevance, if that would be helpful to give people a good basis for responding. And that's the general approach to developing the criteria at this point. And like I said, by next week, I expect to share something more concrete with you to react to.
Okay. Great. So, and I see Stefan's hand is up, but just to clarifying question. So you'll be presenting information and we'll be responding to it, will be the way that we provide the input, not that we're expected to come with a framework. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Stefan.
Thanks, Jen. This is Stefan. Just a question or maybe more of a comment on the refining the questions with specific audiences in mind. I would be wary of that because it sounds to me like we would be predefining the outcomes in a sense. I would be, just on this initial reaction, I would be more comfortable with seeing everyone get the same questions and put their own slant onto it in their answers rather than having the originator of the questions put a slant on it before they even go out to the people. Thanks.
Thank
Great,
you, Stefan.
Thank you.
I appreciate that feedback. Would you think it would be useful in that case to offer the option of no comment, not applicable, or just let people basically not respond to those things that they don't feel they want to respond to, but at least give them the opportunity? Is that what you would suggest?
Yeah, I think you need to allow people not to respond, or the questions can be framed in such a way as to allow different groups to give their own perspective without feeling too constrained. But I just think the basic list of questions themselves should be the same. Obviously, care has to go into drafting those questions so that they are, you know, they do provide an effective measure of the answers that the GNSO and the rest of the community is looking for. But I think, you know, you certainly want to give people the option not to answer everything if they don't feel it's appropriate.
Thank you.
Larissa, do we know what technology is going to be used to issue the survey? Is it some? Go ahead.
We are doing the research right now, and as a matter of fact, hoping to do a small pilot, and I would love the opportunity to include this group in that, just to make sure that the technical aspects are easy and intuitive for people to use. But the platform that is being recommended for this that we already have access to is called Cvent.
Okay. Great. That was one of my questions. Would we have the ability to preview so that we could ensure it's easy to use exactly and that it doesn't deter people or that they don't get part of the way into the survey and then they just simply stop? Because I know those are all going to be important pieces to ensuring we actually get good data. And just on that note, I noticed with the multi-stakeholder panels and some of the wikis that were tried to be used, there wasn't a lot of participation, and I think if, you know, just as I see, we don't have a lot of people on the call. If we don't get enough, then statistically, you know, is the data even really valid? And so how it's structured technologically in terms of how easy it is to use, I think will have an impact on the type of data that we get.
This is Larissa. Yes, Jen, you're absolutely right, and I know Avery and I have past experiences of how technology got in the way of good work, so I'm very mindful of that and appreciate this group being willing to be a part of a small pilot and just give me feedback. So I expect to be able to get that launched within the next couple of weeks, and we've already flagged the notion of not enough broad participation and information not being either statistically valid or even just enough to draw conclusions on as an important trigger point. So some of the contingency plans for that that would be put in place is the ability to do multiple reminders and use various communication methods to ensure that the community is aware of this process and knows how to participate, so a variety of links back to the survey and such. So that's definitely something that we will pay close attention to make sure that we get broad participation.
Okay, great. Stefan, is that a new question or was that from before? Comment.
Sorry, coming off mute, and I'll bring my hand down. I forgot to.
Okay, no, I wasn't sure if that was new or not. Okay. So, Larissa, I wasn't sure. Are you presenting about the wiki as we're talking about communication out to the community and the formation of the wiki? Is that set up now and we could look at it and provide feedback, or where is that in process?
It is in the process of being set up, and what is being displayed up on the screen is the proposed framework for the GNSO review wiki. So the thought here is that on the community wiki, there is currently a tab actually for AOC, and that's where the work of the AOC reviews has been located. So we're hoping to get another tab like that for bylaws reviews, and under that set up a space for the GNSO review. And within that, of course, there will be a space for the work of this working group. Party, and what you see are some of the areas that we've already identified as being useful with the home page, front page of the wiki being used to update on most relevant developments, calendar announcements, upcoming events, and that kind of thing. So, yes, I would love feedback on this and what you think might be useful to expand or make this wiki better, as well as different ways to get the word out that information is on the wiki and how to access it and publicize it.
So did you say, I just want to make sure I understood, that you'll be sending out a link to it? It's not yet live?
That's correct, Jen. Not
okay.
Live yet, but expect it to be by next week.
Okay. So for next week, it sounds like by next week we should be able to be responding to the wiki and the communication outreach, as well as initial comments on the 360 assessment. That'll happen for next week.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, then, does anybody have any comments on the wiki? I think we'll probably have a lot more, obviously, after we see it, and I think really thinking through how are we reaching out, knowing that we have a small group here to ensure that people know that this is happening, know the importance of it, and that they have an opportunity to participate will be really important. So just moving on in the agenda, in terms of our timeline, do you have a slide on the timeline, Larissa, by any chance?
Jen, I realized that I did not set that up. And,
okay, no problem.
If I can just direct you to the FAQs, I was just looking at that in preparation for the meeting, and there is a timeline actually that's included in the FAQs. I will make some minor adjustments for the past
days
that weren't accurately reflected, so I don't know if that's coming up on the screen.
Okay. No, I see the timeline. Hopefully everybody else sees it. So why don't we just talk through what that timeline looks like, and then we can gather any other questions or comments. So at this point, we have been hoping to have our working party together by today. I think the call for volunteers went out until Monday, the 19th. So by our meeting next week, we have set weekly meetings to try to move this along to be prepared for the London meeting. So hopefully by our meeting next Thursday, the 22nd, we have a little more participation in the call, particularly since we'll be moving into some of the more substantive issues. But we have a pretty aggressive time frame here to assist with refining the examination criteria by May 30th to have the 360 assessment developed by June 15th. And then July 1, after the London meeting, it's really moving forward into launch to get the community to respond with summary results by the end of July. So that's what gives us our pretty aggressive time frame. Does anybody think that is too aggressive and for any reason we should ask for this to be pushed back to give us more time? Okay. Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan again, thanks. Just why was the timeline set in this way? I suppose we're trying to meet the actual review or match the actual review timeline, but with regards to the seemingly low participation in this group, we may at least want to, Jen, want to inform the council that there might be a bit more time needed to reach those objectives.
And Larissa, do you want to comment on the time frame? Because this was determined by the SIC, is that correct?
Yes, sure. I'm happy to add a couple of different elements to this. So in parallel with the timeline that you see here, I'm sure you're aware that the proposals, the responses to the RFP were due on the 13th of May, and we've received a number of proposals and are evaluating those and working with the SIC to confirm and appoint an independent examiner. So that's a parallel track. As that information is being considered, there is some input and timelines and ideas included in the proposals, obviously, that will need to be considered that may relate to the timeline as well. But yes, the timeline, as you see it here, which is part of the broader timeline of the overall review, was set by the Structural Improvements Committee with the idea that the work, this phase of the work would be completed by early part of 2015 with the implementation to begin in January-February timeframe.
Okay. Well, perhaps I will definitely reach out to Jonathan and reach out on Liz to the council to let them know that it's important we have participation from those who have volunteered or someone from the various groups. I think if we don't have more participation by our next couple of calls, then it might be worth requesting an extension of time to get more participation, because my concern is if we don't have enough people participating in the feedback for the 360, then we would potentially have problems, you know, down the road where there's people feel like they haven't participated or that the 360 doesn't accurately reflect everyone's concerns or suggestions in terms of the scope of the review. I'm just looking at the calendar right now. So our next council meeting is on June 5th, so we'll have two more calls before then. I will certainly reach out on Liz, and I know we'll have this on our agenda. So hopefully within the next week or two, we'll see more participation. But if it has not been resolved by then, definitely we'll raise this issue with the council on the June 5th meeting and evaluate how we would go forward from there.
Jen, this is Larissa. Speaking of calendar, I'd also like to bring up the question of the meeting in London to see if there would be an interest in holding a face-to-face session, perhaps on the Sunday before the meeting, in the late afternoon, early evening, if that would work. And I realize this is a small group, so it may be hard to reach that agreement today, but
right. But we'd be helpful to have more people.
Exactly. With the deadlines for submitting session requests, you know, on the meeting planning side, you know, all that we are trying to be responsive to, it may be a good idea to at least request a session that suits the calendar is best based on what we know today, and then there would be an opportunity to change, but at least that way there would also already be a placeholder for this meeting. So to kind of get that started, the proposed time would be Sunday 4:30 in the afternoon for about a 90-minute session, could be open to the public. Could have a briefing component and then a working session as maybe needed based on the progress of the working party by that time.
Okay. Marika, I see your note in the chat that the GNSO council meeting is on June 8th. I have June 8th as a Sunday. Is that right? I had the council meeting on Thursday, June 5th. Is that not right?
Apologies. I was actually looking at May.
Okay. So it is June 5th, right? The next.
You are correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry, I was concerned. I thought I've never seen a meeting on a Sunday before, but maybe it was. Yes, yeah, Stefan, I agree. I think an open session during the London meeting would be a great opportunity to get feedback, and particularly within that time frame, so that we can be closing out the comments on the self-review. I noticed I was just looking at the agenda, and I mistakenly skipped over the FAQs on the communication piece. Did anybody have any comments on the FAQs to provide? I know it went out on list as well. And this would be part of the wiki in connection with everything else, so it's certainly something we could look at as we provide comments next week on the overall communication. But did anybody have any comments at this point to provide? Okay, seeing none, we can certainly add this back in as we talk about the wiki next week. So I guess at this point I'll just ask if there is any other business, anything else anyone would like to discuss in addition to what we've already covered today. Okay. Well, I think we'll look to – I will reach out to Jonathan and to Council on List, and we can ping our group again here, too, to try to encourage those who have volunteered to try to participate, particularly in these next couple of meetings, since we're going to be really digging into the substance of the 360 and that their participation is really important. Stefan?
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Just a question. Will staff be sending out some kind of – notes of the meeting? I'm just thinking that if there's a ready-made document, then I can do a forward easily to the business constituency, and others can do the same to their own groups, and that helps bring this group more visibility.
Stefan, this is Larissa. Do you mean something to summarize the discussion and the action items from this meeting? Is that what you're asking for?
Exactly right, yeah. Probably just a quick, you know, one-page summary of the action items. Just something to say what's going on and
sure.
And make sure there's interest maintained.
Sure, we'd be happy to come up with a simple standard summary, and perhaps that would be also a good place to, once the wiki is up, include kind of as a part of the signature on that page, if you will, links to the wiki, links to the FAQs, and various other key information for people to access easily.
Yeah, good idea.
Any other closing comments or questions? Well, thank you for those of you who participated today. I appreciate it. I know we're getting started, and we're going to have an aggressive time frame to provide a lot of feedback. I appreciate you being here today and certainly appreciate any support you can provide in encouraging those who have volunteered or from the various stakeholder groups to participate in the coming calls as we start to frame out the 360 assessment. This will be very important work, and we want to have as much input as possible. So thank you all for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our meeting next week, same time.
Thanks, Jen. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.